Blog Talk Radio.
Black Nation Passports Radio. I'm your host, Brother Drew X. Tonight we'll be on with a couple guests, Brother Kajana with our Black Nation Task Force also, and also a national spokesman, Mama Pearl, will be on also. We will be talking about do it for self and black business and black border and trade tonight. And also we have other guests on letting you know what's going on around the nation. Brother Najee Muhammad will be on also, Chris Najee. All right, y'all, so that's what we're doing tonight. Let's do our first thing, like we always do. All right, to the creator, male and female, to the creator who created the heavens and the earth, we ask for your guidance, your wisdom, and your protection. And to our creator, we always ask you to punish all our enemies, black power. All right, let's get to the phone lines right now. I see we have our guests in. Mama Pearl, you on? Brother Kajana, you on?
Greetings, Brother Drew. Peace and blessings.
Hey, peace.
Greetings, Brother Drew.
I feel all like right. Hey, Walaikum Salaam. All right, we'll let Brother Kajana go first. He had two radio shows he had to do. So, Brother Kajana, go ahead and let the people know what your program about and what you're trying to do with this black nation.
Well, essentially, what we're looking to do is to solve what we consider to be the root cause of most of the ills in our community, and that is primarily a lack of real money and real wealth. If we had those things, we'd be able to confront and overcome many of the challenges that we face. Our mechanism for doing that is we're utilizing a system in which we're looking to institute an alternative currency system, because we recognize that until we break free of using our precious currency and being subject to the usury system or the system of interest which this system has in place, which ultimately leads everyone, either individuals, businesses, or even nations, into debtorship and slavery, ultimately. Until we break free of that, we're never truly going to be free. And our system for doing that is, we have several, actually. We have a couple, I should say. The first is we're putting into place a mechanism where in which individuals and businesses can begin to save their wealth in silver. They can begin to transform at least a portion of their income that they, what they work for, what they, you know, sell goods and services for, into silver. And the reason we're doing this is because if you look back to the value, well, first and foremost, precious metals are, you know, common tender. I call it common tender because I'm calling it legal tender because legal tender is something that's issued in the edict of the government. I call it human common tender because precious metals have been money for over 5,000 years amongst human beings. And it, precious metals hold their value relative to fiat currency over time. As the brother said on the previous broadcast I was with, you know, you could buy in 1975 the exact same, you can buy today the same thing you could buy an ounce of silver or an ounce of gold. You can purchase the exact same amount of product and goods and services that you can buy today. They have not lost their value. However, that the same cannot be said for any fiat currency, be it the dollar, the euro, you know, the yen, or anything. So we've put in place a mechanism where in which people can begin to transfer a portion of their income directly into silver and precious metals. And the reason is, and I want people to recognize and realize this much, if you had $1,000 in 2002, and in 2002 you bought, the price of silver was $5, and you had purchased 200 ounces of silver in July of 2002, so that would have cost you $1,000 at that time. Today, that silver would be worth $6,000. That is a 600% appreciation on just saving in precious metals. So I want to make that known to everybody that over time, because of the way the system is structured, you know, fiat currencies are always going to ultimately lead to a bankrupt system. Our next avenue for liberation that we're putting forward is the open trade exchange, because we recognize that, yeah, it's a great thing to save in silver, but it's an even better thing to use it as a means of commerce. And if our people begin to circulate this type of wealth within our community, we will not only, you know, have more wealth in our community, but it won't be fiat wealth. It will actually be wealth that will be good wherever, anywhere in the world. Gold and silver are, you know, valuable. So we're looking to put those things into place. We're going to be in Atlanta on Saturday at the Mbundi, the African Community Center for Unity and Self-Determination. They're having an Mbundi, which is a community gathering, at the Shrine of the Black Madonna. And it will be Saturday, I believe it begins at 6 p.m., but we'll be there presenting these two concepts to the community. And we invite everybody, if you're going to be in Atlanta, please, by all means, come on out. It doesn't cost you anything. And I know I'm not the only presenter. There'll be a couple of others. But the theme of this particular Mbundi is it's liberation through economic empowerment. So we're looking forward to our people coming out. And, you know, I have some silver out there. I have some precious metals out there to show. You know, we'll have some flyers and some marketing materials so everybody can take some stuff back home and, you know, brood over and get a look at what we're really doing. And as I mentioned on the previous broadcast, Brother Drew, we are hopeful to start before Ramadan. However, as you know, we had a big storm up here that knocked out our power for a few days, and that kind of set us back almost a week. But we're pressing hard to get everything up and running by then.
Okay. All right. Very, very good. And I like that program, developing silver and gold to trade with amongst ourselves. And like you said, silver and gold, and you can always keep it for, if you travel anywhere in the world, you can use your silver and gold. So we do know that. So that's a very good concept, Brother John.
Well, it came about because we were looking at creating a trade exchange, you know, because one of the problems in our community is our people aren't trading with each other. We have over, you know, $1 trillion goes through our community every year. I mean, if we kept all the money that went through our community in the community, we would be the 10th richest nation on the planet. But everybody knows that. The problem is not that there isn't any fiat money there. The problem is that the fiat money doesn't stay there. And we began to look at the trade exchanges as a mechanism for keeping the money inside the community. And we looked at several. I mean, and, you know, America and Canada and Europe even has numerous trade exchanges. But the problem that we found was that all these trade exchanges were tied to something that's fiat, just like the dollar. If you take the trade bank, which is pretty big, I think, in Atlanta, their trade dollar is, you know, valued one-to-one with the U.S. dollar, which basically means that when they devalue the dollar, they're devaluing the trade unit as well because they're linked. So we decided in our trade network as opposed to linking to nothing. We will link and hold 100% physical reserves of precious metals that we will, you know, we will digitize, obviously, those things so that people won't have to carry around loads of metal. But we're going to digitize the actual physical metal so that people can, you know, have the convenience of exchanging goods and services without having to carry it around. But when they, if and when they decide to either cash out for fiat currency to pay a bill or something, or if they want to redeem and get the actual physical silver, they can do that at a moment's notice. Our mechanism even has it in place where you can pay your phone bill through the silver network. Pay your phone bill, pay your gas bill, pay your friend, pay your mama, pay your sister, or pay yourself. You can put it right into your own checking account if you so desire, or anybody else's for that matter.
That sounds good, brother. That's what we're talking about, doing for self. That's what we're talking about. Okay, Mama Pearl, you don't also. She got something. She's going to be pushing it up in the ATL area all over the world, global. Mama Pearl, yo.
Yes, Brother Drew, I'm here. Greetings, Brother Kajana. Love what you're doing. Yes, we're promoting the white out, enough of blackout, but the white out Black Power Week starting August 25th to September 3rd. You know, at least it's a start. You know, I mean, I'm looking around, Brother Drew, and our people, our children have no hope. They think that we have no power. There's nothing. But if we are the largest consumer in the world, that means that we have the most power in the world. If we can resist giving this beast our money, at least let it circulate in our community for, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9 times before we put it back in the beast's hand. You know, let's push back. The only way you can hurt that beast, which is all powerful, and power only concedes to power, and we have the power, let's not give them any of our money. Do it for 1 week all over the world, and then watch what happens to the stock market the next week. You know, I'm a chess player. You know, we have to start checking this beat. We don't check this beat. When you're playing chess, the first one who says check, you know, they usually want to get the checkmate. It's time for us to go for checkmate, but we can't get the checkmate if we don't start checking. So white out Black Power Week. Buy from your brothers and sisters. You know, go to your chamber of commerce in your city. Find the black pages where you know where all the black businesses are, you know, at least the ones that are listed, and utilize those businesses. Do it for 1 week. Help yourself. Show our children that we have the power. We can fight back. And the only thing that hurts this beast is its power, is its money. And that's evident for what happened with George Zimmerman. They only arrested George Zimmerman because he lied about holding back their money. It was the money for them. So that's where the power is in the money, and we've got that. And Brother Kajan, I want to ask you a question because I love what you're doing. You know, now we know that this dollar bill, this fiat money, a currency as you call it, has no value. Nothing is backing it. It's just a promissory note. But now when you go out and you're spending all this money, you're getting all this merchandise, this physical merchandise, but the money you use has no power. Aren't we being set up? We're going to eventually end up owing somebody. I'm saying this is another trap. I mean, because we got brothers and sisters spending money like it's water. But money, it has no value. But you got the tangible product.
Well, that's true. Oh.
Go ahead, Blanca, Jeff.
Oh, okay. You're absolutely right. We as a people are, you know, you have people out spending money because what the government has done and is doing in order to, well, 70% of the economy is based on consumerism. So in order for the economy to keep moving forward so that Barack Obama can get reelected, is they have to keep funneling more, printing more and more paper to go into the system. Now, each dollar that they create, either through just government, the government loan borrows it, I should say, from the Federal Reserve, or through the banking institutions that loan it to people and then create dollars. All that money is debt, and it's all has an interest created with it already. So what ends up happening, and this is how we get into all the deficits and these sorts of things, what's probably going to end up happening at some point in the near future is someone's going to call in that loan. You know, they're going to say, look, that's what you see happening in Greece. That's what you see happening in Spain right now, because they've run deficits to the point where the bankers are saying, no, you got to give up some of your public space now. You have to sell us. Spain is about to sell public space, or I'm sorry, Greece is selling public space back to the private bankers in order to maintain that system out there. And America is going to, I think they're holding it off in America until after the election, but, I mean, I'm really looking forward to come down probably in December or January. So there will be more to pay the piper. Yes.
All right, let's take this call coming out of 404 area code. Sister Nash, I'll be to you next. 404-761, y'all.
Yeah. I'm still here.
All right, Commander Najee, all right, what you got going? We're talking about Do It For Self and tonight, and I know you got a program going for the youth, so you want to add that to it?
Yes, we all have to do for self. That's what Marcus Garvey and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad talked about the decline of the dollar, and he said when Europe will decline and fall, then it will become the decline of the dollar here. He goes on and says that the English pound and the American dollar, backed by $5, and then it will drop backed by a dollar. But long as the English pound and the America dollar, backed by gold and silver currency, he said once that is gone, that's the beginning of the doom of Europe and America. And see, we caught up in God we trust. Paper gold, but not going after the real gold in the Gold Coast, Ghana, West Africa. We don't go after the real diamonds in the Congo and in South Africa, in Belmont, all them different parts of Africa. But we were so caught up in Europe's center of America rather than African center of the motherland. And this is why Malcolm said how you could hate the root. You see? How you could hate Africa. He said, as long as you give an African get a negative image of Africa, that's a negative image of yourself. You see, as long as you have a more positive image of Africa and your people, then you have more positive images loving yourself. And this is why the vision came to me with the 15-year anniversary of the Million Youth March. Because we are in a serious dilemma, a serious critical time than ever before. This is why the 15-year anniversary of the Million Youth March, Saturday, October 13, 2012, 10 a.m., Marcus Garvey's Park, Harlem, New York, the National Rally for the Survival of Our Youth in a time like never before. And this is why it's dealing with mass incarceration, the drug war, voting rights, the homeless, real education, an humiliating end to police brutality murder of black males, and also the end of black-on-black violence and murder. You see? And we have to come to the crossroads of what's going on with ourselves. Because the bullet or the bomb is at our doorsteps and in our midst today. Black Power.
All right, Black Power. Thank you for the updates. Let me take this next call. We're coming out of 843 area code. 844, Sister Nancy-O.
Yes. How are you, Brother Drew?
Oh, fine. I'm doing great, Sister. And we're on the day with Brother Kajana and Mama Pearl.
Hi, Mama Pearl. Hi, Brother Kajana. How are you all?
Greetings, Black Power, Sister.
Good.
Sister.
I just want to give an update on Marissa Alexander. There's going to be a march and rally on Friday, July 13th, in Jacksonville, Florida. Martin Luther King III will lead this march and rally for justice for Marissa Alexander. And I'm trying to get the starting point of it. It's at Hemming Plaza. That's 135 Monroe Street, West Jacksonville, Florida, in front of the Duval County Courthouse from 8:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the plaza. So hopefully people in the listening audience can attend and listen to the keynote from Martin Luther King III.
All right. Thank you, Sister Nancy, for those updates.
Thank you. Peace.
All right. Peace. Brother Kajana, anything else you want to bring out? I know you're supposed to be on our program also Saturday, going to be bringing us the program live from what you're doing Saturday on the Southern Region NBPP program at 8 p.m. Central on Blog Talk Radio for the brothers and sisters who are listening. We're going to have Brother Kajana on. He's going to be doing a live presentation in Atlanta. And we have a lot of brothers and sisters on right now from Atlanta that's listening, so they can come out and join forces, which can help you out. You want to get that address and time again, Brother Kajana?
They open the doors at 5:30 p.m. Eastern, and it's going to be at the Shrine of the Black Madonna. Let me pull up the flyer. I don't have the flyer in front of me with the actual address, but I think it's on Abernathy. Mama Pearl, do you have the actual address?
I do not know the actual address, and because, you know, I've got so many haters in Atlanta, I didn't even get the information about the the event. That's just jealousy and haters, but, you know, we're going to fix all that, too, because we don't need that about black people.
I got it. Just a second. Let me pull it up here. But it's going to be a great event. You know, everybody that can come out should come out. And the address is 946 Ralph D. Abernathy Boulevard. And that's Saturday, July 14th from 6 to 10 p.m. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. And the guest presenters are going to be Brother Richard Zulu Shabazz of the African Community Center's Unity Council, Brother Delixino DeBrian, looks like I'm reading here, of Tag Team Marketing, Chief Amzu of the Republic of North America, Brother DJ from War on the Horizon, and Brother Ishmael, Emir Ishmael from Dina McCullough, myself, and there's another individual here whose name I can't really read, but they're from ComproTax. So the theme is the economics of liberation through functional unity, economic empowerment. This is the third quarter community assembly, or the Mbungi, for this year. And it's going to be moderated by Karen Marie Mason of WSRG Sunday Night Fire and Tennesseeo DJ Fourth World Serema. I believe I'm saying that right. Cianima, something. So, yeah, if you're in Atlanta, by all means, come on out. Be fantastic. You'll enjoy yourself.
All right, sounds very good. All right, so that's what we're talking about. We're talking about doing for self, and when we're talking about doing for self, we're not looking for anybody else to figure out problems out. It's up to us to do for self and figure out how we can start networking with ourselves. And what Brother Kajana is introducing is a great plan, and what Mama Pearl is proposing for the Whiteout is a great plan, too, to learn to spend and put that money in our own neighborhoods, spend with ourselves, and quit making our people that hate us richer, so they can hate us even more, and they can buy more weapons, and they can do this and that against us. Brother Najee is on the phone and talking about the Million Youth March for October the 13th, 2012, Harlem, New York, Marcus Garvey Point. That's what we're talking about, doing for self, taking offensive moves. These are all offensive moves right here to free ourselves. Sometimes we play defense, and on defense you can't score. So you got to start making some offensive moves to free yourself, and we salute the brothers and sisters who are making offensive moves. Sister Nasky leading a lot of different
legal issues for our brothers and sisters. She brought you the Scott sisters, the Troy Davis movement. Now she's pushing the Marissa Alexander movement. We have to all make some offensive moves so we can get some freedom. If we don't, hey, we can keep playing defense. You're always defending yourself from a position of jail, of death, of corruption. So it's time for us to make some offensive moves to get freedom. We have to salute, like we said earlier, our brothers and sisters who are making these moves. And we appreciate all of y'all, everybody that's making moves, Sister Shaka, all our brothers and sisters that's in the chat. We thank all of y'all for coming out and liberating ourselves, so we can help go out and liberate others. All right, anything else, Brother Kajani, you want to get out?
Say again?
Anything else you want to point out?
No, I did want to ask Mama Pearl, do you intend the White House to be an annual event?
I'm sorry, say it again?
I mean, this is you're building this to be an annual event, the White House.
Well, I'm hoping, you know, that, you know, our people will get this in their system and it will eventually become an everyday thing.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, that kind of goes hand in hand with what we're trying to accomplish, because if when our people stop, soliciting everyone else's business but our own, you know, we'll really be in good shape. But our people are going to need somewhere to go. And inshallah, you know, maybe our trade network will be that mechanism. And next year won't be so hard for them to find a good black business.
Oh, no, it'll be on and popping next year. 2013 is our year for sure. It is supposed to be the year, the end of the world, but it is, as the white folks thought it was going to be, you know, so we all.
Yeah, Brother Kajana, that might be good also, you know, like you said, we're planning on having that youth march in Harlem Park up there in New York, and who the best to introduce this concept to is the youth, because they're the future. So that might be a thought for you.
Where is
the march going to be? The Marcus Garvey Park in Harlem, New York.
And what's the date?
October 13th. It's a Saturday.
Okay. Well, let's talk about it off the radio, and maybe I can make that.
Okay. All right. So we thank everybody.
Will be up. Yeah. Indeed. Inshallah.
All right, John. We thank everybody for coming out, and we gonna guess we. I know you have another program to go to, and Mom Pearl, you having the closing words before we go?
I just want to say I love you all so much. Let's make our children proud. Show them now that we have some power. This is something that takes no muscle, only your brain. That's the only muscle you need. And keep your money in your own black pocket, in your own black community, and love your own black selves like I love you. Peace and blessing, black power.
All right. Appreciate that. Black power. Let's see if Minister Najee, you having the closing words?
I'm saying Black Power, Youth 2012, securing their future and keeping it real. All power to the people. All right? Black Power.
All right. Black Power, we appreciate everybody for coming out, like we said earlier. Yeah, we thank you all, and we'll see y'all Thursday on the NBLM Radio, New Black Liberation Militia.